Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a mini cast of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. My name is Mark Stevenson from Coldesi, and I had to do this today because Coldesi has about 18 different web and social media properties, and we have been updating a few that haven't had our attention in a little while just recently, and I am embarrassed at the things that were wrong with it. The broken links, the missing articles, the things that I just had assumed that everything that we do had, everything that we do does not have. So I thought that if that's the situation for me and the team here at Coldesi and Coleman & Company, that it might just be affecting you as well. So what I've done is put together a website checkup checklist that I'm going to share with you all in the show notes. And I'm just going to go over a few things that I think you should look at least on a monthly or quarterly basis, just to make sure that nothing's broken, everything's going well, and that you don't miss the big opportunities that are just knocking at your door when people find you and your website. So the first thing on my list is for you all to make sure that you have a privacy statement on your website. And that is number one, because first of all, it's very easy to do. You can find one online. Secondly, Google loves a privacy statement. As a matter of fact, if you don't have one, it's probably affecting your rank right now. And when you sign up for additional services, they'll often require a link to your website privacy statement as well. So if you don't have a privacy statement, now is the time to correct that. And if you do, there should be a link down, usually in the footer of your website. If you've got a canned website or something off the shelf, if you've had a vendor make one for you, you should really look at and read your privacy statement, because there's a lot of default language that makes their way into those that may or may not be appropriate for your business. The next thing to make sure of seems kind of obvious, but just make sure all of your contact information is correct. And that goes for everything from the phone number on your website, make sure your emails, that all that context is correct. Check your address if you have a physical address on your website. You definitely want to make sure that even the smallest detail is correct. And don't assume anything. I found at least one place where we had a completely unknown phone number on the footer of our website. Or actually, shout out to Anna. She's the one that found that one. The next thing is to go through your product descriptions. Now, this is something that Coldesi has to do on a regular basis, because while our product names might stay the same, like the Avance 1501C or the DTG M2, and those product numbers will be the same, the same applies to Coleman & Company's e-commerce products, those product descriptions can change over the time. For example, last year, the M2 started shipping with wet capping. And that's an important but minor change that needs to be updated in the descriptions. Now for you, it could be that you've been relying on a piece of apparel from Sanmar that's had a change in description. Or you could have a favorite design that's gotten bigger or smaller, or the price has changed over time. So you should definitely take a look at your product descriptions. And this is also a good time to reflect on the fact that a product description is an SEO opportunity. The words that you use to describe a product that you're offering to the public is how Google finds you, it's how Etsy finds you, it's how Shopify shows the world what's on that particular site. So you want to make sure that you have an actual product description and not just the size and the material of the shirts or the products that you're selling. So for example, a Sanmar polo description might be that it is 4 ounces, it has a collar, it has 2 buttons, it comes in these colors. Where a more sales-oriented product description would be, here is a polo shirt that we can customize, here's the size, here's the weight, but what you really want to know is that it washes incredibly well, it is great for restaurant uniforms, and perfect for custom embroidery. So those are all keywords that might help people find your product. The next thing to look at is to make sure your ordering information is up to date. Vitally important. If someone goes to your website and you accept orders on your site, you want to make sure that all of the terms and conditions there, the turnaround times that you promise, the shipping that you indicate, that all that stuff is still true. You want to test your contact form. This is one thing that I learned the hard way several years ago, because if you are not testing your contact form, then you don't know, you literally don't know what you're missing. When I first started with Coleman & Company 5 or 6 years ago, we had a contact form on the website that was broken for several weeks before anybody noticed that leads were not coming in. So make sure that your contact form works by testing it yourself. You should also check your phone message. There are times, certainly when I've gone on vacation and forgotten to change my phone message until someone leaves me a message telling me to correct my phone message. So that is a regular, maybe not necessarily a website thing, but it's the same kind of thing, making sure that the way you communicate with your potential customers and your customers is correct and up to date. I hope you're using some kind of an autoresponse email for orders and contact inquiries. And that would be if someone fills out a contact form or tries to chat on your website, that just like a phone message, they get an automatic response to that inquiry. So if you fill out your own contact form, you should get some kind of an email automatically. You should read through that email completely and make sure that it says what you want it to say. That it's encouraging, that it's grateful for the contact, and then it's not just full of things that you can't do, like or restrictions on graphics or instructions on how to submit an order and what will happen if you do it wrong. You want to make sure that the autoresponse is something positive to encourage an order. You also want to check for out of stock or discontinued items, especially if you are relying on an embed from a company like Sanmar or Alpha Broder, or if you're ordering specific items over a long period of time, if they are discontinued, you may not have caught that email. So you definitely want to check at least on a monthly basis. Now, if you're like us, we have lots of downloads on our website, which include a product literature and things like that. You may have the same. You want to make sure all of your download links work. And then you want to go through the laborious task of checking every page on mobile and how it displays. We just caught one today where we had a complete article that we were about to publish, and it looked great everywhere except the header graphic wasn't sized properly for mobile. It was a good catch, and it will improve our customers' experience. Since well over half of the people in the universe are going to see your site on mobile, that's definitely something you want to tick the box on. And then lastly, look across the top of your website and make sure all those menu links are working, that when you click on home and when you click on products and when you click on return policy, you know, whatever those links are, you just want to make sure that those are working. And I know that this is a short episode, but I really want you to take action on it. As a matter of fact, I've been reading off of a PDF that has a couple of handy blank spaces that you can put for your own website checkup checklist that you want to do monthly or quarterly at your discretion. But these things are all really important, and I think that if you go through this on a regular basis, you will have a better business for it. So download the PDF in the show notes, print it out, stick it up on your cork board or tape it to your desk so you'll know you won't miss anything in the future that might keep somebody from placing an order. All right, that is our little mini cast for the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. It was website checkup checklist. This has been Mark Stevenson from Cold Essie. I hope you guys have a good business.